You have observed, I'm sure, Derek, and it is still one of the great mysteries of, I suppose, the female anatomy, that women tend to go to the toilet in pairs. Mm-hmm. Now, is it a bonding experience? Are they swapping makeup tips? Is it, I think a lot of the time, is that we're having a conversation and we just continue it as we head into the toilet together? Or is it something that men will just kind of shrug their shoulders and they'll never, ever, ever, ever understand? Well, anyway, there is a pub in Sligo that has taken this one step further. And in their ladies' toilets, right, you go in and there's two doors and you go behind one door and there's a toilet bowl, etc. You go into the second cubicle and you open the door and there are two toilet bowls. So it's quite unusual.
Side by side.
Side by side. And if you want to go onto the Mooney Show website, you'll see pictures of the two bowls in the one cubicle. So the twin toilet, should we say. So the pub is called Shoot the Crows. It's in Grattan Street in Sligo. And its owner is a very interesting man called Ronan Waters. And he's more known to people all around the area as Ishka. You know, Waters, Ishka. Anyway, and I talk to him, I call him Ishka, I talk and call him Ronan anyway. But we actually, we get talking about, you know, the toilets, but we end up talking about tyre kickers as well. If you remember, we had a very interesting chat with Billy Keane about people coming in and not buying their coffee and speaking to him for ages. So we talked about a lot of things. And then I talked to some of the women who were using or not using this twin cubicle. So have a listen to my adventures in Shoot the Crows in Sligo. On this lovely sunny September evening, I find myself on Grattan Street in Sligo. Where else would you be? And I'm about to walk into a pub with the most unusual name, first of all, called Shoot the Crows. I know Derek might be interested in that name. And are you Ronan? Ronan Waters.
Brendan, how are you doing? You're very welcome to Shoot the Crows.
And so this is your pub?
I get to pay the bills.
Gee, Ronan, this is a very inviting pub. I think I'll sit down first of all. Shoot the Crows, that's a really unusual name. Where does it come from?
Well, Brenda, it comes from the time when there was a bounty on crows back in the 1910s and 20s, where the owner at the time would give the value of the crows when they would come in to buy drink. And then he would be seen going off to cash in on his crows on a Friday morning. And that's where it all stemmed from.
Set that in historical context for me. I mean, why was there a bounty on crows?
Well, they were seen as a pest and they would ruin some crops and stuff. So they figured, get rid of the crows and there would be more food for the people to eat. You got the tab of the value of the crows, whatever the bounty on the crows was.
Any idea how much a crow would be back then?
Probably a farthing or a halfpenny or something. I'm not sure, but something around that, I'd imagine.
They've told me here locally, I shouldn't call you Ronan at all, I should call you Ishka. Why is that?
Well, with the surname Waters, it's self-evident, so yeah.
And but did they all call, should I call you Ronan or Ishka?
It doesn't matter. Probably more people know me as Ishka than Ronan anyways, so yes, whatever you want.
I bet every tourist who comes in here wants to know where it got its name, is that right?
Oh yes, everybody is looking for the stories, and depending on my humour, I tell them different stories just to wind them up sometimes. So yeah, there's different versions of it, but the one I told you is probably the closest to the truth that we know of.
It's funny, we had Billy Keane from Listowel, you know, the famous Keane's bar, on the programme, I think early September. And he was talking to myself and Derek, and he was talking about tyre kickers. Punters who come in and they'll ask him a load of questions, like they would ask you maybe where to get the name here, Shoot the Crows, etc. And they wouldn't even ask for a glass of tap water, let alone buy a coffee. Have you come across this? Is he blazing a trail on his own?
No, he's dead right. There's plenty of them out there and they're a constant. They come in and ask their questions and walk around and take photographs and treat the place as if it's an exhibition. And then maybe walk straight out the door without anything being bought or leaving anything behind them, except maybe something in the toilet.
How do you deal with them? I mean,
well, you know, you give them a certain amount of time and then you just have to say to them, look, are you having a drink or not? Because otherwise they're taking up space, and in such a small bar as this, space is a premium and we can't have them taking up space.
And how common is it?
It's common enough, especially in the summer. You would get a lot of people like that, but it's common enough through the course of the year. Yeah, it wouldn't be unusual to have it 4 or 5 times a week.
So tyre kickers exist?
Oh, tyre kickers surely exist, absolutely, but they're not so safe when they get this far.
All right, Ishka, we've established you have a lovely pub here and it's lovely to come down and meet you, etc. But what's drawn me to your pub is your toilets. Can you just explain to people why?
Well, to economise the scale of things, women usually go in pairs. So what we've done is we've put a double bowl into one of the cubicles and it works really well.
This has to be seen to be believed. I'm going to go on down to the toilet.
You fire ahead and you might meet some of the girls on the way who'll explain it even more to you.
So the toilets are where? They're straight?
Straight down the back as far as you can go.
And don't go any further.
That's it.
All right. I'm walking down into the ladies' toilets. And this is definitely the ladies' because it says ladies. And I'm just walking in. It looks pretty normal to me. We have two doors leading into two toilets. And I just go into one here. And you have a single bowl, so what? I'm just going into the second cubicle. Now we have nobody in the toilets yet. The door is open. And it's quite a big toilet with two toilet bowls. I'll have to put a picture up on the Mooney Show website. The only thing separating them is the toilet roll holder, which is locked onto the wall. And that's it. That's extraordinary. If I sat down here, actually on the toilet, and the person sitting across from me would only be a foot and a half away. That's bizarre. Anyway, I must find out more about this. And just to prove I'm actually in a toilet. There you go. There's the flush. I'm going to find Ronan and find out the story behind this twin cubicle. Do you mind coming into the ladies, Ishka?
I am in there every day.
So why am I looking at two bowls in the one cubicle?
Well, originally the men's toilet needed space for two men to stand or one to sit. And when women were allowed into the pubs in the 1970s, rather than change this, they built a new toilet for the men's. And this remained to be the women's toilet and we've never changed afterwards because there was no access to put a second door into the cubicle. Up until 1970, 71, 72, they would be allowed into the snug at the front of the bar, but they weren't allowed down through the main bar, so they couldn't go to the bathroom. So when that changed, the toilet system had to change. So a new toilet was made for the men's, and they got the men's old toilet.
Why did you keep it then?
Well, it seemed to be both practical and a talking point. So it was rather funny to see the reaction of different people when they would see the double toilet. It would cause different reactions among different people, from funny to serious. And it just stayed that way because it always seemed to have a bit of fun about it. Plenty of girls aren't shy about going together. It's the old cliche of girls always go to the toilet together.
I also notice we have no mirrors in your toilet here.
Well, there's no mirrors in the men's either. But I suppose the women... Why? Well, there's never a queue. And that's as simple as all that. They don't hang around if there's no heating, no mirrors. They don't hang around for anything.
Well, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I leave you to it. I'm gone.
Sorry, thank you, Ishka, someone to use the toilet here.
Tonight, tell you what, you're not safe going into the toilet here. You wouldn't know what you get.
The pony. Are you bursting to go?
I am.
It's very interesting peeing in a toilet with no mirrors. I keep going to check my eyeliners.
Can I make a point on that?
Yeah.
The women of Shoots.
Yes.
Have perfected the art of applying lipstick without mirrors.
The two bowls in the one cubicle.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on it, first of all?
It's been a while since I've actually used the toilet as it was served to be, you know, where you share it with someone. But it's been many a time where you have, and it's grand because you can have the chat and the laugh. And you go in and have a wee. Obviously, the later in the night, you don't give a hoot who you'll end up being in the toilet with. And you can have quite a laugh, you know, like just, you know, be chatting to someone that you wouldn't have normally have chatted to. But as I say, good little purpose late in the night, you know, when there's a couple of people waiting. But I think it's great when you go in, actually, and you kind of can choose which toilet to sit on. You might walk in and go, oh, I don't know which one, the left one, the right one, you know, which is looking the best.
You've shared the cubicle.
I have, yeah.
And would this be with friends or strangers?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it feels so dirty saying that, but
yeah.
No, I've sat in there with people that I'd know to see.
Is there a protocol if you are using the toilet with somebody else?
No.
Oh.
I think it's just literally as you would. Again, I find that the double toilet would probably get used as the night would go on. So there's no protocol, just as is, normal. There you go, have a chat while you're in there.
What would you chat about?
Well, the night, sure, what's going on, the crack and how's it going? And, you know, haven't seen you in a long time. What are you at?
I'm not suggesting we do this, but say we both needed to go to the loo. Would you have any problem going on one bowl and me on the other?
I wouldn't.
No.
Are you sure you don't want to go in?
I'm sure. Lovely talking to
Thanks
you.
Nice to talk to you, Brenda. Thank you.
Oh, we've two people coming in. Okay. Oh, I think they're tourists. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hiya. Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute?
Absolutely not.
My name is Brenda. I work with the National Radio and Television Station.
Hi, Brenda.
And I'm doing a little story here this evening. What's your name, ladies?
Kathy.
Carol.
Kathy and Carol?
Right.
And where are you from?
Chicago.
Okay, what's your plan? What are you doing here in Ireland?
We are just visiting this wonderful, wonderful country. We started in Adair and then went up to Galway and then to Sligo and then we're going down to Dublin.
So, you both need to use the toilet, I presume?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, I have an option for you.
Okay.
You could both go together. Come till I show you something. Okay. Come into this toilet here and tell me, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Oh, you know what? We have seen a picture of that.
Really?
Yes. I've never seen it before.
We are not happy about that.
Can you describe to people, what are you seeing?
Togetherness.
No.
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 I would like my privacy.
Yeah. Yes. That would be better.
But you know, they say women go to the toilet and they chat together and they pee together.
Not
that way.
No. So is this what Ireland's going for now? Like two
double
bathrooms? Or is this just here?
Do you think Americans would like our two toilets in the same cubicle?
No.
No.
I don't even go to the bathroom with my husband.
You don't either?
No.
Go to the bathroom with your husband?
No, I don't.
No. I think I've given you girls a laugh, have I?
I know, I'm going to like tinkle my pants out, so I really have to go in the bathroom now by myself.
Are you sure you don't? Oh, you turn the hand dryer on again. What do you like?
And so what happens if someone's single and they go in here with a double? Do they get charged?
Yeah. What? Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hiya. I'm a nice face to meet when you come into the toilet.
You're very welcoming.
My name is Brenda. I work on the Mooney Show on RT Radio 1. Hey. Can I have a quick word with you?
You can. I didn't expect to be interviewed in a toilet, but anyway.
What's your name?
It's different. My name's Jean. I'm from Cork.
Are you working in Sligo? Do you live around here?
No, we're just up for a wedding. We're going to a wedding on Saturday.
Have you ever been in this pub before?
Yeah, I was here 7 years ago and we liked it so much we came back.
And 7 years ago, do you mind me asking if you used the toilet then? Can you remember anything about them?
I don't think I did.
Come into this cubicle here with me, okay?
Come on in. Different.
What's your first impression?
I think it's very strange. I'm wondering, is it a unisex? Do you bring your best friend here? I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Would you feel comfortable sitting here with your friend going to the toilet?
No, not really.
No.
No.
It's really weird.
Thanks for talking to me.
I won't invite you to join me.
Hello, girls.
Hi.
Hiya. My name's Brenda. I work on the Derek Mooney Show on Radio 1. How are you?
Great.
So you're all off to the toilet, is that right?
Yes.
Together?
Yeah. If necessary.
Now, we have the double bowl here. Do you mind me asking your name?
Louise.
Have you used it before?
Yeah, loads of times.
With somebody in it?
Yeah, usually with somebody I know. Yeah, I haven't actually used it with a stranger, but yeah, very often with friends, I've used the double cubicle thing.
Would it be a case of a shortage of toilets? Would it be the chat? Mixture of it all?
Yeah, well, probably a mixture of everything, yeah. So just, yeah, a toilet door opens and you've been queuing for a while, so you just, yeah, use the toilet with your friend, yeah.
And would you ever be embarrassed?
No.
No, when you master the art of, like, how to sit on a loo without actually, like, flashing yourself, be quite a lady and still have a good chat with someone.
Hi, what's your name?
Sharon.
Have you used it with somebody else?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And it's fine. I mean, if someone's your friend, sure, it's no bother. If you're having a laugh, sure, you just carry on your conversation.
And what about a stranger?
Yeah, I don't know. If I was really desperate, I might share it with the stranger.
Mm. Have you ever gone in there where there's three of you?
Yeah. Oh. I have, yeah.
Right.
Well, I've been in there with four people and we just do a queue system, but we know each other very well, so just psychologically it's a bit easier.
I know people say you chat or whatever, but can you give me an idea? What are you chatting about?
Well, whatever you were chatting about before you went in. Yeah.
I sometimes have a thought of, if I come in by myself, it's a bit big. It'd be nice if there was someone sitting in for the chat.
Do you feel lonely?
Probably a bit. Yeah. Sorry, Brenda, listen, it's time to wee.
You don't need to go.
Yeah, I need to go as well.
Together?
Yeah.
together.
Oh, yeah.
Why so not? What's your name? Yeah.
Sharon.
And Louise are going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Together.
Together.
I don't know if you can hear them chatting there in the background, but they're both using the cubicle. I'll see, can I hear them? I'm just going to stick the microphone under the door of the toilet. Well, they're obviously getting on well anyway. I can hear the flush go and the door is opened. How was that for you, Louise?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sharon?
Yeah, very funny. Very funny, I have to say, it is.
Well, girls, thanks a million for talking to me. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Thanks a million.
Well, do you know what? I think I've spent enough time hanging around the ladies' toilets. Hello, everybody.
Hey!
Oh, Ishka, what an experience.
Yeah, it's a pretty serious place, all right, but it's quite funny and it causes a lot of different opinions in regards to how people see the place, so it's been good.
If I said to you, Ishka, I had €5,000 in my back pocket, would you put a partition between those two bowls?
No, not a chance. It's far too much entertainment to give up on, so I'd leave it the way it was. Thanks very much.
Well, it was lovely meeting you all in very unusual circumstances.
Lovely to meet you, Brenda.
And it was a pleasure to share the toilet, Ishka. Thank you very much. See you all. Bye.
I don't know that I'd be happy sitting down beside somebody. I know men stand up beside each other, but sitting down beside somebody's on a shkelele altogether, I think, Brenda. I mean, would you walk around your house naked in front of your family?
Maybe occasionally, a little bit. I mean,
would you really?
Reason.
No, you would not.
Well,
you get out of the shower, you get out of the bath, and you can't...
Depends.
Oh, I forgot the towel.
We're very nature... No, we're not. Actually,
you run out of the room, you run downstairs looking for a fresh towel.
And then you'd run back
No,
up.
You would not.
Within reason.
No.
Within reason. Anyway, to me...
What?
It would have to be kind of under dire emergency circumstances that I would use the double bowl, but I would love people's experiences and maybe they could just kind of explain to...
But there's only one toilet roll dispenser.
There is. But
between
you take
the two
turns.
Bowls.
You take turns.
Very messy. He could put up a partition easily.
Well, he said he wouldn't.
I don't
You think. Heard him. He said he wouldn't. It is a talking point. And I think really, if anybody has any, can shed any light as to why women occasionally go in pairs to the toilet, we'd love to hear your reasons as well.
There is a Chinese restaurant. I'm not sure if it's still there. I'm sure it probably is still there in Ashbourne in County Meath, mm-hmm. called Eat Zen. Which I was in maybe...
Eat Zen.
E-A-T-Z-E-N. I think I can't... No, I can't be 100% sure. But I might have been there 10 years ago.
Right.
And it had unisex toilets.
I hate them. Oh my God. I really hate them.
Now that's not two bowls beside each other and
no,
a man
no,
and one.
I know, that's...
Unisex toilets,
yeah,
cubicles.
No, I hate them.
Where
and
men
then,
and women both yeah. go in.
And then you've got the sink and you've two sinks and there's a man there and you're trying to do your makeup and there's a guy. Oh no, hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Very strong opinions on them.
It's a great restaurant, though.
Yeah, brilliant, but, you know.
But you wouldn't like the...
No, unisex tiles, absolutely
But they may not,
not
have
very
them anymore. They had them anyway. The night it opened, I was there. I remember distinctly thinking, oh, okay, what's this unisex tile?